I'm making my dying bed. Lord, in my time of dying, don't want nobody to cry. All I want you to do is take me when I die. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Well, 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 so I can die easy. Jesus gonna make up, Jesus gonna make up, Jesus gonna make up my dying bed.
Knocking at my window, knock so loud, but it won't come in. It is your own true-hearted lover. Pray, rise you up, let him in. Go away, go away. Wake my daddy, 'cause he is on his bed of rest, and on his breast he carries a weapon just to kill the one that I love best. Wish I was some little sparrow, I had wings, could fly so high. I'd fly away to some lonely valley and settle down with the one I love.
All right, we're just about out of time here. We just heard from Mark Spolstra from an album called The Times I've Had, right around 66, I think. Great singer and songwriter. Originally, I believe, out of the Cambridge folk scene, if I'm not mistaken. And I often am. But anyway, his version of Drowsy Sleeper. We began with Joe K. Rakestraw from Art of Field Recording, Volume 1, a beautiful old-timey blues thing called Leaving Here, Don't Know Where I'm Going, accompanied on guitar by Art Rosenbaum, playing a bunch of stuff off that 4-CD set. Highly recommended if you like old-timey stuff, and especially if you're a fan of the down-and-dirty field recording type with with mistakes and commentary and all that sort of great stuff. After that, Holly Tannen from a Kicking Mule LP and her version of George Campbell. And then Albert Hask doing an instrumental version of Omi Wise from Art of Field Recording. The one and only album by Oliver Smith, and Little Box of Pine on the 729. A street musician who was recorded literally taken off the streets, stuck in a studio, and recorded an album's worth of material probably in about an hour. I think they just rented a studio for an hour, and he recorded songs basically in one take, and then he disappeared, as far as I know. Kathy Barton, Bert Porter and Tom Azarian, Fair and Tender Ladies. Kathy Barton from her first album doing a Robbie Burns song, A Fond Kiss. Gillian Welch from her first album, One More Dollar. Megan Riley with a tune called Horse for Corey Beth. Greg Brown from 44 and 66, a song called Early Iowa. Karen Dalton with her version of Darling Corey. The Old Scratch Revival Singers with Patience of Job. Gillian Welch again. You may gather that I like Gillian Welch with Wrecking Ball. Then the band with the classic The Wait. Bob Dylan from his first album, In My Time of Dying, and ending up with Mark Spolstra. The Listener Hour is next. Please stay tuned. Have a happy new year. Drive safely. Don't do anything foolish. And be here in 08 as I plan to be. And let me tell you once more that you are tuned to WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and WFMU.org. I'll be back next week.
Thank you. Hi, you're listening to WFMU Listener Hour on a beautiful Saturday morning. At least I hope it is. My name is Joel Hunt, and I'm here with you for the entire hour. What you just heard was the first song there was Hate by Ant-Man. The second one was Rubber Town by Babylon Dance Band. What I'm doing today is playing mostly a selection of singles from Louisville, Kentucky-related bands just because I happen to be from there and I couldn't think of anything else to do. So the next thing we're going to go into is an entire side of the first Louisville Sluggers 7-inch comp. The first song is Proud by Spot.
Can't you the sun. I hope it shines and kills me every day. Almost some people seem to be just small. Sometimes I think when I see the sun, I hope it shines on me and gives me everything. To be 1 mile high, then I would kill what I gave to you. Just let us
Hi, you're listening to WFMU. You're listening to The Listener Hour on Saturday, July the 10th. My name is Joel Hunt, and I'm here with a selection of Louisville singles, Louisville-related stuff. We went through a long block there. What we played first was Proud by Spot, Can't You See by Big Deal, and Burn by Solution Unknown. Those three were from the Louisville Sluggers comp, the very first 7-inch comp of kind of late 80s Louisville hardcore. Solution Unknown was pretty cool. They actually featured Todd Brashear and Dave Bajo, who went on to be in Slint, for all you trivia fans out there. Then after that, we heard The Boy by King Kong. That was off the Trash Flow single from 1990, Hoboken style. Earlier in the program, we played another 7-inch off that label by Babylon Dance Band. Ken Katkin, Where Are You Now? Maybe Ohio, I don't know. Then after that, another Louisville-related thing, kind of, we listened to P by Bitch Magnet and Codeine off the Valmead P single. Recorded in Louisville, Codeine lived there for a summer. Not really that relevant, but who cares? Then we heard Product. That was a song off the Bastro and Codeine split. Some people call it a split, but it's actually both bands playing together on Sub Pop from 1991, and then just now you heard the A-side to 20 Songs Less by Gastro del Sol, kind of Chicago via Louisville. Unfortunately, I don't have Happy Cadaver's singles to play, but we got to do what we got to do. So the next thing we're going to play is Hey Cops by Crane. This was featured on the Half Cocked soundtrack that some of you might be familiar with. Thanks. We'll be right back.
You're tuned to WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and WFMU.org.
Siskel and Ebert give Michael two thumbs up.
That's why I want to sign Michael to an exclusive contract.
Mike knows me as a friend, and, you know, we're always telling one another stories.
Hey, Mike, you were right.
Little Mikey!
Yeah, well, who do you have an open-door policy with, Mike? The people who are paying for your expense account lunches?
Michael, you should stay home and rest.
Honesty is the best policy. Right, Mike? You know what I'm talking about, Mike.
Don't listen to him, Mike.
Don't make me hate you, Mikey.
That's my Michael, you're not jealous, are you?
Now, Mike, you've said that you're not the father of this baby.
Come on, Mike. You gotta locate that truck. Mike, what happened?
No one can dance like Michael can. No one can sing like Michael can. Lay off Michael. He's my man.
You know, Mike, I had a dream just last night about the future.
Here's a look at Mike's math.
So Vicky has a strong personality. So does Mike.
All right, Mike. I'll be there in no time.
Michael's got M-butterfly fever.
Guess where Michael is at?
Michael likes to kid around.
Yo, little Mikey. Your show stinks.
You and I held you tight. Baby, you made me feel alright. So let's sing the song that I sang all night. Sing it.
Sha la 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 la.
Oh yeah.
Sha la 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 la.
Yes or no?
Sha la 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 la.
When I kissed you, I felt so weak. I never had. Each time I see you walking down the street, my heart starts singing to the sha-la-la beat. Sing it.
Sha-la-la, la-la-la-la.
Oh, yeah.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Uh-huh, now.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Sha-la-la, say you love me too. Sha-la-la, my love is true. Let's spend our lives.
You're listening to Michael Shelley on WFMU. Pow, pow, pow!
Every time I see you looking my way, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? In the park or walking down the highway, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? And when you move up closer to me, I get a feeling that's moving. Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? 'Cause you're the one I love. You're the one I love. When I feel you put your arms around me, baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? Then I'm glad, I'm mighty glad you found me. Baby, baby, can't you hear my heartbeat? To meet your mind, I know that baby.
morning. Hey, everybody, Michael Shelley, welcome. Hey, it's almost New Year's Eve. I'm in a state of shock, mildly. 2007, I enjoyed having you around, but it's time to go. Hey, Frank O'Toole has left a number one hit in my mailbox. We'll find out what song it is, and we'll talk to Frank about it in just a few minutes. Sonny Gerace stops by. Sonny Gerace, of course, sang a lead for The Outsiders and also for the band Climax. Looking forward to hearing about two number one hits from that band. And, of course, Fast Freddy will be here for an action-packed edition of the Decedent Activity Update. A bunch of folks passed away, and we'll find out the lowdown on them, so to speak. We'll also spend 1 minute with Scott Schinder. And in between all that, I've got number one hits packed, sort of gill to gill. So when you're out buying your champagne or whatever you're doing today, keep the radio on loud. It's Michael Shelley on WFMU. Hey, number one hits all day. Frankie Miller, a number one hit on the mighty WFMU.
Well, the day is bright and sunny, and the fish are sure to bite. Boys down on the corner's got a poker game tonight. But I can't do neither one, they'll have to understand. Gotta bring home the bacon, cause I'm a family man. Well, Johnny needs some brand new shoes, and Piggy needs a dress. My wife's knitting little things, and I don't have to guess. There'll be another smiling face to hold his daddy's hand. Gotta bring home the bacon, cause I'm a family man. Leave those castles in the sand. Gotta bring home the bacon, cause I'm a family man. I've always said when the kid was grown, I'd really have a ball. But I bet the years we're living now will be the best of all. So thank you, Lord, for everything, and united we will stand. Gotta bring home the bacon, cause I'm a family man.
Yeah, Frankie Miller on FMU.
Non-stop music.
Oh, yeah, let's bring it down. A number one hit here for Mr. James Carr on FMU.
There's a